Today, we're going to chat a little bit about Mercedes-Benz. They're back in the news because there's a recall that came out, and you guys need to know. This is Auto Recall Report. My name is AK, and thanks for joining me. I don't know if you know, but if you do, Mercedes-Benz recently reshuffled its vehicle naming structure. Do you remember the M-Class? Well, the M-Class will now be known as the GLE Class, and this is beginning in 2016. So this is definitely old news, but I'm basically recycling it for your pleasure. So please thank me for this new 2016 news. So the GLE Class is basically the new name for the M-Class, and this started in 2016. But Mercedes-Benz is now recalling about 9,000 mid and full-size crossover SUVs built in its Tuscaloosa, Alabama assembly plant to fix an issue related to the brake system. Now here's the problem. Now because of a surface coating that was not properly applied to the rear brake calipers, gas may end up in the rear brake hydraulic circuit, which may lead to reduced braking performance. Now you know what that means. When you need to brake, and if you have an issue braking, that is definitely one of those life or death situations that you could be in when you're on the road. So make sure you get this looked at. Now here are the details. The cars that are affected: the 2018 Mercedes-Benz GLE 350, the GLS 450, the GLS 550, the AMG GLE 43, the AMG GLE 63, the AMG GLE 63S, and the AMG GLS 63 SUV. And these have to be manufactured between April 5th, 2018 and June 26th. Make sure you call your Mercedes-Benz dealer right away and make sure they can check out your VIN number to see if you are on the recall list. If you don't got that phone number, make sure you call Mercedes-Benz USA at 1-800-367-6372. Now before I go, I'm going to hit you with a little fun fact. Did you know that the previous Pope Mobile, yes, the Pope Mobile, was actually based on a 2012 Mercedes-Benz M-Class? Yeah, I know. That is pretty good icebreaker news. So if you're in a conversation, throw that in there. Now the newly redesigned M-Class, which is also the W166, was introduced in pre-production back in June of 2011 as a 2012 model. And I don't know if you know, but another fun fact about this W166 is that it was one of the last vestiges from the joint venture between Daimler, Chrysler, and Mercedes-Benz. They were once one company. They did share components, and this was one of them. So Daimler developed the core platform and technology, benefiting from Chrysler's strong SUV sales and research and development domestically. Now the underlying platform work was largely completed in 2006 as the two companies separated. Now, because of the separation, the cars are extremely different in terms of interior and body design, as well as engine choices. But aside from that, the three SUVs share many powertrain components, including some transmissions. And you're probably thinking, what SUVs are there? Well, the Jeep Grand Cherokee and the Dodge Durango. If you look at those and you look at the Mercedes-Benz, they definitely have characteristics that kind of look a little similar, and they have a little bit of both. You have Jeep's world-class reputation for off-road capability, and then you have Mercedes-Benz luxury nameplate that you can also take advantage of. So when you're looking at or trying to purchase a new Mercedes-Benz GLE class, you may want to also look at the Dodge Durango and the Jeep Grand Cherokee just to compare and contrast and see what you're getting. Once again, this is Auto Recall Report. Now don't text and drive, because I really need you to listen to the next show. Take care. I'm out.